It's already a big week for cycling around Adelaide with the buzz generated by the Tour Down Under. Now Australian cyclist Bridie O'Donnell hopes to snatch the headlines from those elite men's road racing teams by breaking the world record for distance covered in an hour. To do that, tomorrow night she'll have to cover more than 46 kilometres in the 60 minutes. Our reporter Natalie Whiting went along to her final training session at the city's velodrome.
So we're going to do first lap. Pretty solid, yeah.
This is the last training ride Bridie O'Donnell will have at the Adelaide Superdrome before she attempts to break a world record.
Four, three, two, one, go. Good job. Nice and quick.
The hour record is one of the toughest events in cycling. The competitor is alone on the track, trying to do as many kilometres as they can in the time limit.
I think it's the perfect event for me, really. It capitalises on my strengths as a time trialist, but also on my age and experience and maturity. And we know that with this event, is as much psychological as it is mental, physical. it's about planning and preparation and logistics and training, and then certainly enacting the plan the best way you can. So I'll probably be able to tell you on Friday night at 9:30 if I did the best that I could have done.
How long have you been preparing for this?
Oh, I'd say logistically preparing for it since the early part of the year, so March, April. Physically preparing for it and specifically training for it since around July.
Coming from a road cycling background, O'Donnell first had to learn to ride on the track. But one of the biggest focuses has been the mental discipline.
Certainly there's some things that I've learnt about unhelpful thoughts, you know, during test sessions that we've done where sometimes it's easy to focus on how you feel instead of focusing on the process of what you're doing. Given that how I feel is not really going to affect what I do and whether or not I can try and go faster or slower, it's probably a really great example of an exercise in mindfulness. You just have to be mindful of how you're feeling and then think, okay, but I've still got X number of minutes to go.
There's also a fair bit of science involved. In her last training session, she's doing 10-minute rides at her target pace.
That's also for data collection, so we want to know how much effort is required for me to hold the schedule that I want to hold, because conditions, as you know, here tonight it's quite warm and the fans are going to try and circulate a bit of that warm, still air around. So my coach is just currently looking at the air pressure now with his barometric pressure monitor, and we know the temperature will use the gear that I've got on at the moment and we'll ride to a schedule, and then we look back at the data and say, okay, how hard or easy was that to ride the schedule that I'm hoping to hold on Friday night?
The current record stands at just over 46 k's from memory. Have you set yourself a goal?
The goal is to break the record, obviously. I also have a goal, which I won't publicise till afterwards when I tell everyone that I did it. My coach knows that goal, and that's what we'll work towards. But obviously the number one objective for anyone is to break the record, and if that's by 1 metre or 100 metres, I'll be very happy.
2015 was a big year for the hour record.
The hour is over. We'll get confirmation of the time, but what is for sure is that Sir Bradley Wiggins has set a new world hour record.
Sir Bradley Wiggins set a new men's record of 54.526 kilometres in London. Bridie O'Donnell says he's purpose-built for the event.
He has endurance, he has stamina, he has strength, he has the mental fortitude, and he has gold medals on the track before he even raced in the Tour de France. So there are not many women cyclists like him, obviously.
A new women's record was also set last year by American Molly Van Howling.
Molly Van Howling's record was set at altitude, which is both a benefit and a detrimental effect on her physiology. She did an amazing job. The air is thinner, so you travel faster for your effort. Here at sea level, it's a much more challenging prospect. But both Dowsett and Wiggins set new records at sea level, so it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
And Adelaide is known as a fast track. Are you hoping that'll be in your favour?
Absolutely. And it really is the home of cycling.
Good job.
O'Donnell's coach, Steve Lane, is feeling confident.
We've seen the numbers that she can do. We've practiced a lot. She's been on the velodrome a lot. We know she can do it if we get it right on the day. So it all comes down to the temperature and all sorts of things which come into play. But we're looking good.
He says it'll be a big achievement if she can do it.
It'll be huge. It's huge for anybody. Someone to embark upon this journey to do it. There's no... winner or loser, you either break it or you don't. And it's a scary thought, but Bridie's definitely the person to do it if there is a person to do it.
The record attempt will happen at Adelaide Superdrome at 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
Good luck. Natalie Whiting reporting.